There has been circumstances where there has been car accidents where the ambulance has arrived, and when they've got there, the person needed to be cut out of a car, and they had to contact the fire brigade. I think that that's a dangerous situation because I mean, people's lives are at risk, and I think if there's a serious car accident, that the fire brigade should be deployed at the same time as the ambulance, so that if there's any chance of the car going on fire, or if there's any chance that someone is trapped in that car, that can be dealt with immediately.
The council, in their response, did say, though, in some cases it might be counterproductive. You don't believe that's the case?
No, I don't believe it's the case, because I don't know how anything can be counterproductive when people's lives are at risk. And at the end of the day, there's people's lives at risk here, and I don't think that can be considered at all counterproductive. I think that it's very, very important that if we can facilitate the fire brigade to be there in every circumstance, and at least have that conversation with the chief fire officer and the National Ambulance Service to make sure that the fire brigade is deployed when necessary, because I think there are times, there certainly has been times over the last number of months, where people have came to me that there has been car accidents, there has been people in those cars that had to be cut out of the cars, and the ambulance arrived with the fire brigade was not there. And that's unfair on the excellent fire service that we have in this county, because we have an excellent fire service where they'll be on the road within 4.5 minutes, and it's unfair on them that people are looking to say that they're not there in time. That's not the case. The case is that they haven't been called out.